Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Herbeck. So happy to have you back with me this week as we began a journey through the first letter of St. John. And we've been through the Gospel of St. John, and already we've seen, not the whole Gospel, but pieces of the Gospel. And already we've seen so many parallels in his writing to how he wrote the Gospel and the things he wants to communicate and wanted to communicate to even the first sentences of this first letter to these churches in Asia Minor. And the similarity, the main similarity that we see, and I would encourage you to go listen to Monday's episode yesterday, the main similarity that we see already is he's talking about the Word made flesh, right? At the beginning of the first chapter of the Gospel of John, it said the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And then in 1 John 1, we're going to read again, he says, the Word of life, what we've seen, what we've heard, what we've touched, the Word of life made manifest to us, the Word Jesus, which contains the life of God, the very life of God, coming to reconcile us to the Father, coming to bring us home to the Father. This is who Jesus is, and this is what John is so concerned about telling us over and over and over again. And so we're going to begin with another portion of Psalm 119, because again, it's a super long psalm. So we're going to be in part three of Psalm 119, and then we're going to get back into the first letter of St. John. So if you'll join me in prayer, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Be good to your servant while I live, that I may obey your word. Open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your law. I am a stranger on earth. Do not hide your commands from me. My soul is consumed with longing for your laws at all times. You rebuke the arrogant who are accursed, those who stray from your commands. Remove from me their scorn and contempt, for I keep your statutes. Though rulers sit together and slander me, your servant will meditate on your decrees. Your statutes are my delight. They are my counselors. Lord, be good to us. Open our eyes to us right now. Send your Holy Spirit to enlighten our hearts, enlighten the eyes of our mind, that we may be open to you and to your word, that we may see the wonderful, beautiful, glorious nature, not just of your word, but of your commands, of your law, of your precepts, that we may feed on them, that we may love them, that those who are saints become lovers of the decrees of the one who loves us. Come, Holy Spirit, help us. Help us. Let us meditate on your word. Let us meditate on your law. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Again, there's so much good stuff here. It says, I love that. Open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your law. Down at verse 20, my soul is consumed with longing for your laws at all times. This language sounds so weird to us because we kind of like want to escape God's law. We're like, oh, we don't like laws and rules. And we often like talk down and we're like, well, it's not rules. It's not laws. It's just God trying to love us, which is so true. But David is so clear. He's like, I love your law. Remember Psalm 1? I will delight in the law of the Lord. And there's an even deeper way, friends, that the Lord wants to teach us that all the laws and all the judgments of the Lord are good and pure and righteous. So even things that we don't understand. And so what happens when we delight in God's law is actually our natural senses, our natural mindsets, all of these different things are being submitted to God. Are being submitted to, you are just, you are righteous, you are holy, your way is good, your way is better, you know what I need. And so I rejoice in you. So first, Lord, open our eyes that we may see the wonder of your law, and then consume us with longing for your statutes. consume us with longing for your statutes. Thank you, Lord. What a beautiful prayer. So let's go back into our word again. I'm going to read that first chapter of 1 John, and we're going to see what the Lord wants to say to us. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and touched with our hands, concerning the word of life. This life was made manifest, and we saw it and testify to it and proclaim to you the eternal life which was with the Father and was made manifest to us. That which we have seen and heard, we proclaim also to you, so that you may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And we are writing this that our joy may be complete. This is the message which we have heard from him and proclaimed to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not live according to the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just, and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Again, I know that's a big chunk, but it's good to read all of it so we get used to understanding. So yesterday we talked about the word of life. The word of life, Jesus is the word of life, the word made flesh that dwelt among us, that contains the eternal life of the Father. And I love this line, verse 2, the life was made manifest, the life of God. Friends, just think about that for a second. The life of God was made manifest, and we saw it. We saw it, that amazing thing. And you're saying, well, yes, they saw Jesus face to face. When we receive the Eucharist, when we go to adoration, God is made manifest. The very life of God is given to us under the form of bread and wine. We touched it. We receive it. It comes into our bodies. And he's saying, John is saying, all I'm doing is testifying to it and proclaiming it. Friends, so often we get caught up. And what do I say? How do I say it? I need to go to apologetics. I need to watch 10,000 videos on how to say the right things. And I need to be able to explain transubstantiation. And that's like what we think we need to do in order to evangelize. But for most of us, it's just pushing off the reality that God just wants us to share him. He wants us to share our experience with him. He wants us to share the main truth that eternal life is found in Christ. And all John is saying, he's saying the simplicity of how we are supposed to give the gospel. This life was made manifest, and I saw it, and I testified to it, and I proclaim to you the eternal life that was with the Father was made manifest to us. The simplicity, literally the simplicity of John is both giving testimony and he's also giving the gospel. He's saying there's eternal life with God, the word of life, that eternal life resides in the Father. And I saw it. I saw him. I touched it. I received it. And now I testify to it. I testify to the reality that this has happened. And friends, this is what God is asking us to do in our own lives. And that's a great formula that we can give our testimony and also give the gospel, that you don't need to explain every single doctrine of the church. Sometimes we think we do, but we don't need to explain every single doctrine of the church. And the Lord is asking us to just say, how have you seen the word of life? For me, I was dead in my sin. I was lost in the brokenness of mortal sin, of sexual sin, of a life of darkness, of living apart from God, away from his power. And inside, I felt like I was in a prison. My heart was locked up and it was growing more and more dead by the minute. And Jesus came to me through the power of confession, and in the power of confession and giving my life to Christ, I saw the word of life. I saw the life of God come in and revive my broken heart. I saw the life of God come and save me from the clutches of death. I saw it. It was made manifest. That's exactly what John says. We saw it. We testify to it. And I proclaim it. That's what happened in my life. That's how I know it. The eternal life that was with the Father came down and touched me and changed me and is bringing me home to eternal life. Friends, that's an example from my own life of how can we use the words of John. What does it look like? What does it sound like to do that? And I want you to think of in your own life, how can you testify to the word of life? How can you proclaim to the word of life that God has been made manifest? How can you do it? Because we overcomplicate it. And friends, people will come to the fullness of the knowledge of truth. God will guide them to the right resources that they need. God will guide them on their path. And what they need to hear from us is, who is Jesus? People are longing to hear about the word of life. And again, you're saying you've read this 100 times. I'm going to read that little quote unquote formula. This life was made manifest. We saw it. We testify to it. And we proclaim to you the eternal life that was with the Father. So we saw it. What has Jesus done in your life? Where have you seen him? Where have you seen him bring resurrection? Where have you seen him bring new life? Where have you seen new life? Where have you seen him move? Second, we testify to it. How are you testifying to what God has done? How are you testifying to how the eternal life, the newness of life in Christ has made you new? Who are you showing? Who are you telling? What does that look like in your life? Testify to it. And two, we proclaim to you. There's a difference between testifying and proclaiming. Testifying is, what has God done in my life? Proclaiming is the gospel. Proclaiming is who he is. When Peter was standing up amongst the Pharisees and saying, this Jesus whom you killed, God has made him both Lord and Christ. That is a proclamation. It is a proclamation of who Jesus is. And they're saying, this is what Christ has done in us. That's a testimony. So we see, we testify, and we proclaim. Proclaim what? The eternal life that was with the Father and is made manifest to us. That we have seen, what we have seen and heard, we proclaim also to you. We proclaim this person, Jesus. He's not just for me, but he's also for you. So we see this is what it means to be a disciple and to speak about Jesus, to witness to who he is. We see, Jesus, what have you done in me? What have you done in my life? We testify. Hey, listen, look, this is who I am. This is what he's done in me. And then proclaim, this is who he is. And then invite. And you can have him too. You can have new life in Christ. See, testify, proclaim, and invite. This is the pattern of what we do. And in the first 3 verses of the first letter of St. John, this is what John is doing. I've seen it. I've tasted it. This is what happened in my life. I testify to it. And now I proclaim, this is Jesus. Come have communion with us because he can give you this new life too. Friends, we see, we testify, we proclaim. Ask the Holy Spirit how you can do those things today. God bless.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and at RenewalMinistries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burek's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.